Hey, what's up? It's Dr. Ward. Welcome to this episode of Into the Fix. So last week we talked about goal setting and how you don't have to wait for the stars to perfectly align before you can start working towards your goals or you can start achieving the things you want in life. Today I want to talk about the things people know and how acquiring more and more knowledge doesn't necessarily get us closer to being able to achieve our goals. So I've said before, I live in Pittsburgh, and one thing that people know about Pittsburgh for sure is that it's a sports town. People definitely love their sports teams. The other night, the Cincinnati Reds were in town to play the Pittsburgh Pirates. My wife is from the Cincinnati area, thereabouts, so she's always excited when they come to town. So the other night, we went and saw the Pirates play, and it was a good night. The weather was good. The teams were good. Good enough, at least. Pirates are good enough. Pitching was a little off, but, you know. But it was a good night. We tend to go, you know, once a year, at least once, twice a year, whenever the Reds come to town, we try to go, and it's always a good time. But as I was sitting there, I started watching sort of like the things that were happening on the field, mostly before the game. And one thing I started to notice was just the sheer number of coaches that seemed to be milling around. There's this guy over here who's helping the pitchers, the pitching coach. There's this guy over here who's helping people bat. He's the batting coach. You know, there's first base coach. There's third base coach. There's all these coaches around the team making sure that everybody's sort of firing on all cylinders. And one of the things that always sort of got in my head was why we need coaches. And I understand, like, we need a coach, right? Like, you have to be able to herd the cats. And so you need a coach. You need somebody who's able to sort of direct everybody kind of the same direction. But one of the things I always wonder is why they need so many other coaches. Let's just take baseball, for instance, because that's what we're talking about. Most of these guys have been playing baseball probably since they were like 5 or 6 years old. Whatever the littlest little league you can get into, that's probably where most of these guys were. So they've been swinging a bat. You know, let's say now they're 25 years old. They've been swinging a bat for 20 years. I can't imagine after 20 years, they don't know how to play baseball. I can't imagine after 20 years, they don't know how to swing a bat. They don't know how to catch a ground ball. I just can't imagine after 20 years, those skills haven't been drilled into people's heads. And so one of the things that always sort of struck me is why do we need a coach when people have been doing something, a lot of them, for most, if not almost all of their life? And I started drawing some comparisons to kind of what I do on a daily basis. And for me, I think the reason why people need coaches is not because they don't know how to play the game. It's because there are things that happen along the way that make the way that they play the game different. It makes them have to adapt to a different way of playing. And when I think about sort of what I do for a living and why people come to see me, I would say it tends to parallel pretty close. Most people know what they need to do to get through life. The question becomes why they're not doing it. And so when we think about why people need coaches, to me, it kind of boils down to a couple different reasons. The first is because sometimes there's something small that's getting in the way, right? Whether it's life or whether it's baseball. Maybe there's a guy who's just standing just a little weird. Maybe he's got his foot pointed just a little bit weird. Maybe he's not swinging his wrist the way he is. Whatever. I don't know a lot about baseball, but I'm just kind of making these things up. And so maybe there's one little small thing that he needs to tweak. And when he does, his batting average is going to go up. And so the purpose of the coach in that setting is to help identify that small thing that he's doing wrong. Not that he doesn't know how to swing a bat, not that he doesn't know how to hit home runs. Maybe he's done both those things for a long, long time. But there's some small thing that's happening now that we need to address so that he can perform even better. Another reason why I think teams need coaches is because just because people know what they need to do doesn't mean they always do it. And, you know, I'm a Colts fan. I'm born and raised in Indianapolis, and that I can attest to. Teams do not do what they're supposed to do. There are plenty of times when the season looks like it should be a win, right? When we're heading into the playoffs, we're feeling good. And the wheels come off, man. The whole team just implodes. And so one of the reasons why we need coaches is because even though people know how to play the game, they don't always do what they're supposed to be doing. And they can do it for a number of reasons. Sometimes it's emotions. Maybe people just get kind of wound up. It's a big game. It's a playoff game. And they don't perform the way they should. Or maybe it's a big game and they're excited. And so they want to make sure that they make an impact on the game. And so they do things they're not supposed to do. Maybe they overplay or they jump into plays they're not supposed to and mess everything up. And so one of the reasons you need coaches is because players don't always do what they're supposed to do. Another reason why I think we need coaches is because expectations change over time. And when we look at like a professional athlete, I think it's a perfect example because, you know, when you're a kid, basically the expectation is that, you know, kind of get in there and take a few swings, see if you get lucky enough to hit the ball. If you do, yay for you. Everybody gets to cheer Johnny on because he ran around the bases a couple times. And that's Little League. And it's whatever. But as you sort of move up, right, as you go from Little League to travel teams, and you go from travel teams to school teams, and you go from middle school to high school to college, and college to the pros, or college to the minor leagues, the minor leagues to the pros, whatever it might be. Each one of those steps has a different expectation. The bar goes up. That's why, you know, when you look at the sheer number of people who play Little League, it's probably in the millions. When you look at the number of people who play professional baseball, it's much, much smaller. As you go up the chain, expectations get higher and fewer people are able to meet them. And so one of the reasons why people need coaches is to keep pushing the players to achieve at a higher level. The expectations are going up. Their performance needs to go up as well. Professional sports are filled with stories of people who did great in college, phenomenal in college, that became a dud in the pros. Littered throughout history are players who should have been setting the pros on fire, but they fade out and fizzle as soon as they get there for some reason. And the last reason why I think we need coaches is because it's not always about knowing the game. Like I said when I started this, most of these dudes have known this game since they were little kids. If they know anything in their life, they know how to play baseball. The question is, goes back to this. If people have been playing this game for so long, why is it not perfect? I think it's crazy when you look at a baseball batting average and it's like 0.3 whatever, and they're like, this dude's awesome. I'm like, 30% of the time he does all right, and that's awesome. But, you know, to me, as long as these guys have been playing baseball, it should be like 100%, quite honestly. I mean, maybe a few misses here or there, but generally, I think these guys should be doing kind of pretty well. Point is, it's not always about what you know. It's not just about knowing how to play the game. It's about knowing how to play the game at a given day. How do we play it against this opponent? How do we play it against this opponent? How do we play it as the expectations change? How do we play the game when things aren't working? And to me, that's where the coach comes in. The coach is the person who's able to see the things that other people can't see. It's really hard to recognize your mistakes when you're in the middle of the game. When you're the player on the field, it's really hard to recognize what you're doing wrong. And that's where the coach comes in. The coach comes in and says, look, I know you've been doing this for a while. I know you know how to play baseball, but for some reason, you're playing like shit today, and we need to figure out why. Because at the end of the day, it's not about acquiring more and more knowledge. One of the downsides of our current sort of day and age is just the sheer amount of knowledge we can consume. You can go on the internet and you can learn as much as you want about anything you want. And a lot of times when I have people come into my office, they always want me to tell them, what do I need to be doing? What do I need to be doing? And more often than not, when we get down to it, it's not that they don't know how to do what they're supposed to be doing. It's not even that they don't know what they're supposed to be doing. It's that something's happening that's getting in the way of them doing what they already know they should be doing. And that's not what we want. We want to know what we're doing, but we also want to be aware of the reasons why it's not working. We don't just need to learn more and more and more. We just have to understand why what we already know isn't helping us reach the goals that we're working towards. So that's it for me. That's it for this episode. Be sure to follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Into the Fix. If you're in the Pittsburgh area, I have a private pay practice in Sewickley. Information for that can be found at andrewwardphd.com. This is Dr. Ward. I'll talk to you again next time.